It is very clear that there can be no solution but a political solution. The continuation of hostilities is not a solution, because there will always be a group or a subgroup, and we do not fail to notice that there are further divisions, further defections, you know, that the picture is getting very complex indeed. So you cannot hope that a solution will come by the use of weapons. The solution has to be political. And I know that there is work being done on the 2015 agreement, peace agreement, and that I think goes some way. I know that a number of partners, especially African partners, are engaged to find that political solution. I'm thinking of IGAD. I'm thinking also a lot about African Union. President Konaré, the special representative of the AU, was here recently and is engaging actively. And let me assure you that the UN supports President Konaré very actively. So all this is taking place. And of course, we cannot but notice, and I said so to the President today, that he himself, President Salva Kiir, has offered a national dialogue, which I think is something that deserves a close following up, you know, in the knowledge that it cannot be a substitute for the political solution, but that it can play a very important role, you know, to move along towards that solution. I must say the meeting with Mr. President was a good one. He offered a lot of clarifications, and he also assured me that because that is an issue that we have been facing for some time, he assured me that the government wanted to support the action of the UN to help us do our job, and that is very important because, as you know, we have faced at various points a number of impediments in terms of freedom of movement, in terms of freedom of getting clearances. Very importantly, the humanitarian actors have been severely impeded in their action on the ground. I think South Sudan is one of the countries in the world where we had the most incidents, you know, of humanitarian workers being prevented from doing their work, for humanitarian workers being actually killed or injured while on the job. So I welcome, of course, the assurances of the President that this is not going to happen further. Let me finish by one very important point from the point of view of UNMISS, and also it is a very high priority item for the Security Council and for the government. It is the deployment of the Regional Protection Force. We are working actively on it. We did lose time because there were a number of slownesses in getting clearances, authorizations here. But we are sparing no effort to speed up, and I think I can say that in the next few weeks you will see the first vanguard of the Regional Protection Force being deployed actually here in Juba. And that, I think, will be a very important signal, you know, that things are moving ahead. Actually, tomorrow afternoon, almost straight away from the plane landing in New York from here, I will chair yet another meeting of troop contributors to check where we are on these deployments. They are very important, and you will see that before long, actually quite quickly.